From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. North Miami Acting Mayor Philippe Bien-Aimé believes the city may have disregarded the proper hiring procedures for city employees. He points to the recent arrest of the city's former purchasing director, Mark Anthony Tulloch, as an example. Tulloch previously worked for the city of Sunny Isles Beach, which was investigating him for the misuse of a city credit card.
If we had conducted a reference check about the previous job of Mr. Anthony, he will not have been a city employee. I want to make sure that the public have full faith in the security and the administration of the city.
Bien-Aimé is calling for North Miami to review all background and reference checks of employees hired in the past 2 years. He says he's concerned that red flags may exist but were overlooked. A Florida man has admitted to hiding millions of dollars from the Internal Revenue Service. $1 million. Bernard Kramer of Delray Beach pleaded guilty to federal charges in Manhattan court Tuesday. Kramer said he filed false tax returns with the IRS between 1987 and 2012, storing the money in banks in Zurich and Israel. Prosecutors say Kramer is cooperating with the government and will pay a penalty of $588,000 along with back taxes. Another person in the $1.2 billion Ponzi scheme operated by a former Broward County lawyer has pled guilty. Tuesday, Frank Prevey pleaded guilty to wire fraud conspiracy in a Fort Lauderdale federal court. Prevey ran the Banyan Group, which invested in bogus legal settlements filed by disbarred lawyer Scott Rothstein. Nearly two dozen people have been convicted in the Rothstein case. Rothstein is serving a 50-year prison term. Prevey could face a 5-year maximum prison sentence. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.